Good afternoon, Astrid. It's great to have you on our Business Spotlight series today. And I'm sure that our viewers are going to learn a lot about you, what you do, and potentially how they can interact with you. So Astrid, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on your series and on your session. It's very important for small business owners to have, you know, platforms like this to work on. So a little bit about Polytech. Polytech is a dream. It's a dream come true. It's, you know, from the word Polytech to the logo that obviously has been changed a little bit, you know, with the input of corporates. Yes. The logo was to the colors on the logo. Whole of Polytech is a dream come true. And I mean, it sounds ridiculous. People saying, oh, you know, you've been in it for so long. But yeah, when you've been nurturing something for so long in your life, yeah, and all of a sudden you look at it, you it takes a long time. I'm still not used to it now. You know, so Polytech does automation training. We yes. do, we're in the mechatronics space. We started with 8 students. We've gone up to 27. We've opened up a campus in Cape Town now as well. And we're obviously looking to expand as well. Yeah. We work within the field of, you know, manufacturing industries. Well, any industry that, you know, needs automation and things like that. Yeah. So our students have got a very hands-on approach. They do skills that involve theory. They have to do workshops, and they also have to go out to industries. We've been very fortunate that our students have a lot of exposure with different industries. And the clients that do come on board and give bursaries to our students yeah. are also very open to our students exploring, you know, different companies and different cultures. Yeah. Yeah. I've actually had quite a success rate with I have my first graduations this year. And I've had 100% placement. So every single one of my students have got jobs. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. And, you know, what I'm gathering, you're fairly unique in what you do in South Africa and in the world. So the types of training and the technology around that. But, you know, just explain a little bit your uniqueness. Why should people come to you for training and not the opposition?
Sure. It's a difficult question. I don't like seeing people as opposition. I know business people might say, you silly Astrid, they are. I sort of think that each and every one of us have unique skills that we can gain from each other, whether we're oppositions or not. I think with us, it's really our approach to how we're actually training our students, as well as, you know, clients that come. Because remember, we don't just do full-time training, we do part-time training as well. So I do have the engineers, you know, coming from the different sectors, and they need a specific module. They might need training on PLCs or your new SCADA or your robotics. Yes. And I think it's our approach. I think what defines us is how we actually do it. You know, besides the fact that it's hands-on, there's an approach to it. We're very much people orientated, and we sort of, you know, tapping to the guy that or the lady that might be shy or uncertain. So yes, I think it's our approach more that makes us unique.
Okay, so you explained a little bit there about competition. We like to call it co-opetition. So some element of competition and some element of cooperation, I suppose.
Yes, yeah. definitely.
Okay, so your growth has obviously come from a need in the industry for this type of skill. Am I right?
Correct. It definitely has come from a growth, and it's becoming a lot more visible now, and not just, you know, in South Africa, internationally as well. It's becoming one of the skills that you'll find a lot of the engineers, the technicians, you know, the technologists, a lot of them will to some extent have to have some kind of understanding or be able to do it.
Yes.
It's definitely becoming a big skill, you know, in industry.
So to what level do you train these students of yours?
So our students, they end up with a higher certificate, which is a university level. It's an NQF level 5. But they really, you know, I have this little pondering in my mind, you know, where I do believe that they need to get a little bit more than that. Because what we're finding is that our students coming out with this higher certificate, because they've got so much hands-on experience, yeah, they're very, very strong. And they can compete probably even more or better than some of the, you know, out of the university students. Yeah. You know, and I'm saying that with all the respect, because, you know, I'm very pro-education. As long as it's engineering education, I'm very pro-education.
Okay. No, great stuff. Thank you for sharing that. So you run a business, big or small, doesn't really matter, and you've employed people, I guess.
Yes.
What has been your biggest learnings with employing people?
You've got to employ people that have, in my industry, people that have a passion to convey training and development and education.
Okay.
People that have a keenness to want to learn, because we're changing all the time. We can't, you know, employ somebody that's not prepared to say, well, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to play with the equipment and I'm going to look at my content and I'm going to play with the content as well. So it's about passion and about wanting to learn. You know, you could be the brightest engineer or mathematician. If you don't have those two other skills, you'll find it challenging, you know, in the environment at point.
Okay. So what I gather is that people that come to you must be technically qualified, but they must also be able to share, to teach, and to be
And have the vision of Polytech.
Yes,
you know? definitely.
Okay, so running a business is one thing; having a private life is another. How do you balance those two?
Very, very difficult. It's very difficult. What I do is I set time aside. You know, I believe sort of in three things. I believe you need to be active, physically active. You need to be mentally active, and you obviously have to have a spiritual side.
Yes.
So I balance those three things, and I find myself that in the morning, you know, especially before 8, that's my time. You know, that's where I do my physical and my sort of, you know, spiritual side in that.
Yes.
And that's how I balance it. And then I do try and, you know, on weekends, try and make sure that, you know, you're not always busy doing work, you know, that you have spending time with your family.
Do you take time out to just think about the business and where you're going and drawing up some new ideas and plans?
Yes, so there's a big vision, and this vision, as I said, came from a long time ago. The vision is the reason why it was called Polytech Africa is Polytech refers to the polytechnicons, you know, in other words, that's your educational side.
Yes.
Africa means the reach that I want to go to.
Yes.
So my dream is literally to have Polytech Africa throughout Africa.
Okay. So when recruiting those members and looking at what they are, you know, a lot of people say they look for the person with passion. They look for the one with a sparkle in their eye. Is there something specific that you look for?
Well, passion is one of them, and the sparkle in the eye. But, you know, if they don't have the technical skill, then it'll also be challenging. And the other thing is also the want to do it, you know.
Yeah,
otherwise, it will be very, very difficult. Very difficult. I mean, you know, we all like exciting things, but if you're not prepared to put the work in, it's not going to be exciting.
Oh, that's great. My wife's been a teacher for 28 years now, and she's really got the teacher, and it's always interesting when she meets old pupils that she taught and what they say and the comments back and how they appreciate that. So obviously, you know, we all want a mentor, a teacher in our lives, and we need not only to learn technical skills, but also, you know, life skills, if I can put it that way. So what are the common misconceptions that people have about running a business?
That you're going to be wealthy overnight.
Lots of money.
Lots of money. That's the big misconception. Lots of money, big cars, and it's none of that. You know, and I'm saying that with respect. The people that are out there and they've got it, they've worked very, very hard. They've worked for a long time, and obviously it will come.
Yeah.
But if that is your intention initially, I think it's going to be a stumbling block, because it doesn't happen overnight. It takes effort. It takes time.
Yeah,
you know, it takes passion.
Now, people talk about overnight success, and then you go and look in a little deeper and you go, oh, the business has been around for 15 years, you know, 20
100%.
Sometimes.
Yeah, 100%.
So from a financial perspective, obviously you need to make ends meet, but what advice would you give new young business owners on finances?
That's very important, because I sort of had to learn my lesson like that. You know, my focus was, because I'm not in the finance sector, you know, I'm in the engineering side. So I was looking at all the nice stuff, playing around with equipment and lecturing and training people. But you've got to look at the finances. And one of the things, you've got to budget and say, what do I pay myself?
Mm-hmm.
And how much do I pay myself of the business? Because when you're running it on your own, you can pay yourself any amount you want, but you're going to burn your fingers. And I'm saying that through my own personal experience. So you need to budget. Budget, budget, budget. But when you're budgeting, please budget a salary for yourself, even if it's a small one. Well, it will be a small one initially. It'll have to be.
Or you might have to put some money in the beginning. Yeah.
Exactly,
But I think
100%.
that what you're saying is about, put your money that you pay yourself in the budget. It's very important.
Yes, and don't exceed that amount. Stay within that budget.
All right, that's great. 5 years from now, where's Polytech and where's Astrid?
5 years from now, Polytech's going to be in Africa. I'm going to have many, many campuses. Probably even out in parts of Europe, sort of that sort of thing. But definitely 5 years from now, I'll definitely be in Africa. We'll be having campuses or in most parts of Africa. And I'd still like to be able to be on the floor lecturing some of my students. I don't just want to be this somebody out there that started it. I'd still like to be a bit of hands-on with my students.
Okay, great stuff. So the founder is going to stay on the shop floor.
I'd like to be a little bit on the shop floor,
Excellent.
yes.
Okay, so what's that one question that I should have asked you that I didn't, and what's the answer?
Oh, I've been thinking about that so much, and I think one of them was the competitors. When you brought it up, I thought to myself, how do you deal with your competitors? And I had to ask these questions myself, but they were internal. They were never to a competitor or to somebody else. And hence I came up with the answer for myself was there are always going to be competitors in your life. Wherever you go, it's not just about your business. There's competitors when you're studying. There's competitors, when you're in a social circle. What you need to do is understand that they'll always be there, and all you can do is just be yourself,
Yes,
And if you and I think if you are true to yourself and you've got the right formula, you're going to be successful. It doesn't matter how many competitors are out there.
So focusing on your competitors is not the answer. Focusing on where
No.
you need to go and your business. Just work harder.
100%.
So here's the last question. If you had a ma I gave you a magic wand and you could sprinkle some magic dust on your business, where would that go?
I think for my growth, I think I'd sprinkle a little bit more so I can reach out more into Africa.
Okay. Great stuff. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate your taking the time out of a busy schedule, and we're looking forward to sharing this online, and hopefully lots of people are going to contact you and talk to you about the business and
Thank you
perhaps
so much.
meet.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Great stuff. Thank you, Esther.
Have a good year. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.